Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, ooh, and darn sexy people. Hi. I've got an office full of some creation stationers. Say hi, everybody. Yes, it's our fabulous, amazing training this weekend. Oh, my God. We're all like, blah, 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 blah. The information that has come in as I knew it was going to. It always does, but this year is all about expanding out and blowing your mind and giving up all your old conceptions. It's been a pretty amazing weekend for me so far. So I will tell you a few of the highlights, of course. You know, it's the process of watching how things come in and how one thing leads to another for me that is really mind-blowing. How the channel talks to us, how it guides us, how it gives us breadcrumbs to follow. That to me is the staggering element of our work. Before I go into that, I want to give you a heads up that Jennifer McLean and I are launching a program really soon, so look for it. I have been working on this program for 6 months. It is beyond, I think, the best, most complete program on the creation process I have ever put together. And, of course, Jennifer has added her expertise and her knowledge also, and it's just going to blow your socks off. So it's ready to launch soon. It's called Awesome Magical Creation. Isn't that what we all want? Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Okay, so here are a few of the highlights that have come in this weekend at Creation Station. We no longer can get away with anything that's less than I am God. Yeah, just sit with that for a minute. So I'm the powerful God of me now becomes I am God, or I am my powerful God, or I am the powerful God. Okay, but bottom line, everything's God, which means we're God, and we just, if we're going to move into our full power, which we are in this community, we have got to claim, commit, accept, embrace the fact that we are God. We have discovered, this information still stands today, yes, there's 8 parallel universes where we're existing on other planes. 4 of those kind of a match to where we're at on this plane. The other 4 are our higher selves playing out. You want to make sure that when you direct energy, you include those 4 higher self parallel universes in everything you direct. You want to merge with those parallel universes of you where your higher self is in force. You want to integrate those within you here, okay? Because it gives us four times the power in our creative ability. You don't have to really understand it. You just have to know it. Although, if you get Creation Station when it's edited and put together, you will see how all this information makes sense, is in congruity. That's the highest word, yes, with science. So right now you're just going to have to trust me, I guess. Okay. The biggest core belief that has come up through the entire weekend is number 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Okay, so what that looks like is people valued themselves by signing up for Creation Station. They valued themselves, most of them, by showing up. And they abandoned themselves by not doing the homework that I asked everybody to do, which got their brains ready for the entire weekend and brought up within their subconscious all the things that we were going to be addressing. Okay. Some people virtually didn't even show up. So what is that about? Some people were late. I want you to understand that how you do anything, you do everything. It goes out, it shoots out into every subject of your life. And you can understand it from the perspective of me being an actor. So, if I'm an actor and I don't check my email knowing I have a big event coming up, or if I'm an actor and don't check my email knowing that I can get an audition at any minute, if I don't check my email for 4 days and I go on and I find out I have an audition that day at 10 o'clock and it has to be put down and recorded, I don't have anybody to do it with me. I can't get it in by 10 o'clock. That's not their responsibility. That's mine. That's the universe going, here, Dee, here's what you asked for. You asked for more work in better shows, and here is your opportunity, and you weren't living your life in a timely, focused way so that you could take advantage of that opportunity. That's up to you guys. And the universe works just like the movie business. When it's ready, it's ready. When you're ready, the opportunity comes. And if you're not aware, if you're not focused on accepting it, taking the steps that you need to take to do it, it'll pass you by, and then you have to wait. You have to wait till you create it again or something else comes through again. But then, you see, you've built up the belief, oh, well, you know, I missed my opportunity, or they should have given me more notice. It takes you into all your limiting beliefs again and supports them. So live your life in a timely way. Don't wait till the last minute to create. Well, now, they're getting me on that one, because Well, we have to explore it. Maybe we'll explore this during Creation Station. You know, I used to always write my themes at the last minute. My mom would stay up with me all night and type them for me. Because when I worked on them ahead of schedule, I would always get a C. When I wrote them and just channeled them, I didn't know I was channeling them. But when I just wrote them the night before, I'd always get an A. Always. So, oh, okay. So that's what they're trying to teach us. The great compromise there is to do things in a timely way through channeling, not mind screwing around. You know, when my teachers used to make me do the post-it notes and then the next step was the outline and then whatever the, all that garbage was they taught us, always got a C or C minus. We would laugh about it after a while. My mother, people would go, Maxine, you're staying up with your daughter all night. She said, you bet, because she always gets A's when I do. So, you know, when you find out what works for you, you got to go with that too. Okay, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. I love it when they get me right there in front of everybody. Can I go to the callers now? All right, please have your questions ready. Ready to go. Here we go. Susan, you're on. Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling awesome. Yes.
Oh, great, sweetheart.
You said have helped me. And by the way, my kitty cat Corey is like lying on my lap listening to you as well. He's my little healer man. The one that Felcor sent me.
The animals often come in to join you when you're listening on the show. We were talking about that this weekend too. What's your question, Annie?
I've been with you all weekend.
Yes, I know you have.
Actually, I didn't really have a question.
Okay, well, that's good.
I just called to say I love you and I'm with you in spirit, even though I wasn't able to be there in person, which I really wanted to.
I know you did, and there's always next year, Susan. We're just glad you're feeling better in your home, right?
Yeah, and I've let go of like 20 pounds. Yeah, I'm really happy about that. I'm feeling
awesome.
So much better. So, you know, just I looked in
That's
my mirror
awesome.
Last night and says, "Oh, there you are, Susan. I remember you." So,
Good, sweetheart.
I went out to karaoke. Things are looking way up for me.
Good.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Keep them that way, Susan. Keep them that way.
I intend to. I am a god of joyful, easy, peaceful health and wellness.
I like
me
that statement.
Everyone.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kimmy, you're on.
Hello. Hello. Cream sexiness and everybody.
what's the good news?
Well, I want to congratulate you first on the announcement on Instagram about the series you're in. So, yay you.
Yeah, it's awesome, too.
Exciting. Yeah, I got good and crappy news. But the good news is, first, I got a job. I accepted an offer.
Good.
I start in a week. So, the AME, and it was the top percent of my range, so that's even better. So, yay
Great.
Me.
Great. Good creating.
And
yep.
Thank you. And I really took, when I was talking to you, to stop pushing. I really took that to heart. And when I would start pushing things, I go, you got to stop. Go stop. Stop. Go stop. So, yeah. So, that was
fun.
Very, very, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
pushing to make things happen. Pushes it away, guys. It's what she's talking about, what we were working on. So what's shitty? You said there was something shitty.
Yeah. My aunt died yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim. I know that was...
Yeah.
Was she the last one in your family? In your mom's family?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Well,
my cousin called me. Yeah, and I'm. She's gone. She's happy. She is happy, and I'm happy
for
her.
Yeah, she's happy and she's free.
And
guys, our job, and I know it's challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I've been through it probably more than most of you.
Yeah.
And we just have to choose to honor their decision.
Oh,
Yeah,
I do, Dee. I do. But, you know, I just
feel
the loss. Gone.
Yeah,
that's what I need to feel. And, yeah, and they are, even though she's in California, they are going to wait till this fall, our fall here in Arizona, to have a service for her, for all her friends here. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, because
nice.
Her and Uncle Tony, they're in the church that they went to, they're in a wall, like a memorial wall. So the ashes are, so she's going to be put in a wall. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's kind of funny. She's going to be put in a wall.
It is funny. I mean,
I
see the humor
in
it.
Funny the way you said it, you know.
It is funny. I mean, yeah.
We're just sending her love, and we're sending you lots of love. You know she's standing right by you right now, and you can talk to her anytime. Build a little altar for her, if that helps, you know. And it's fine to grieve, guys. It's not fine to grieve forever. So grieve for a while.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself permission to do that, and then choose to honor her by moving on into your happiness. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Much love to you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Much love to you as well.
Thank you. Bubba. I just want to put my arms around you. Kate, in New Mexico, you're on.
Hey,
baby.
Yeah. So I have a kind of crazy story. I was renting a room from someone right when I got here, and she has kind of extreme endometriosis and long bleeding issues. And she brought back my period after 2 years. And it's pretty extreme. It's pretty extreme roller coaster.
Wait, you lost me, Kate. What do you mean
she brought back your period? I have not had a period for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so sensitive, or she has so many hormones, or
it's not connected. It appears to be connected. It appears to be connected. And
you know how
not.
Roommates, that's interesting, because I was thinking roommates, women often come, you know, get their things connected at the same time.
Yeah, I understand exactly where you're going to. When I say to the channel that's what's going on, or any of that is connected with her, I get a no.
Wow.
It does have, hold on. It does have something to do with her in the sense that something that she made you become conscious of has balanced your feminine hormones.
Wow.
So, how old are you?
54.
Yeah, that would have surprised me at 54.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I thought I was done with this.
Well, you know, you're your highest answer, Kate, when I say, is that the right? Oh, that's not the right question, whether you need to see a doctor. The right question, is there any physical abnormality or anything going on? I get a no.
I get a no.
Hold on. Am I balanced? Switched? You're not balanced. Do you know how to balance yourself?
From you, I've learned. You know, that's funny because I did that yesterday. Yesterday,
well,
I felt all out of
yeah.
whack, and I did that.
Can you balance yourself right now?
Yes.
Now she needs to see a doctor. Okay. Now she's balanced. She's switched on. Now I get, and mostly for your peace of mind, now I get it would be in your highest good to see a doctor. Now, for all these lovely people in Creation Station sitting here watching me do the show today, what happened is I got a very clear read, and I had to acknowledge this feeling that something didn't feel right. So, which is why I went to check whether both of us were balanced. Because if either one of us are out of balance or switched, we will test incorrectly.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you say more? What did you say more about she showed me something or brought in something to balance my feminine side?
Well, I think the discussion about endometriosis triggered something in you that made you aware that you had to bring yourself back in balance as far as your feminine side.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So I would just go get checked out. And again, mostly for your head, but you know, they're saying you haven't been to anybody in quite a while. Is that true?
Yeah, because I mainly go to alternative. I would go to acupuncture.
Yeah, well,
and
go,
alternative
go see
doctors,
a
but not a
yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Good. Thank you, darling.
Great. Thank you,
Iris. Where are you? We missed you.
Hi, baby.
How are you, baby?
Oh, thank you. I'm good. I wanted to say hi. I know that this weekend I'm where I need to be, which is Philadelphia this particular weekend. But I asked to be connected to you all this weekend, and I got to tell you, this morning I was just flying. I was like, whoa, it's the information
yeah.
coming in hot. So I'm really excited for. Well, both, you know, the parallel universes stuff, you know, I'm going to be doing that right away, the match to the four higher self. That
yeah.
feels awesome. And I can't wait for you to release the program with Jennifer. I'm checking that email.
Like I said, I've been working on this program over the last 6 months. So it's pretty much the everything I know about creation. I'll just put it that way. It's everything I know.
Nice. I wanted to tell you, too, how much I'm getting out of the breathing exercise audio.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing it. It really, really helps. It helps me be like, okay, we're going to push play, and I just pause it between your statements to say mine, and I add my own, and it really helps, and it helps to catch
awesome.
Your energy and
awesome.
Yeah,
thank
it's easier to create a routine, you know.
Well,
so,
yes,
so yeah,
and you know, when you turn it over to somebody else to guide you, as long as you are taking responsibility as the God that you are, you release and you let go some of the angst about making everything come true. You release the push,
well said.
You know. And somebody wrote me, and she said, I just love it because I get to hear your voice, Dee.
Yeah. No,
and your voice
sometimes when I'm just
me, so.
So yeah,
I love
I'm
you
just, like,
I'm just
the
glad
bus.
Whatever it's work, whatever.
Yeah.
It is. I'm glad it's working for you, guys. Thank you,
awesome.
Iris. Much love to you.
Thank you, Dee. Love you. Love you.
I'll tell everybody hi for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Miss Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you, darling. I love you calling in. What's up?
I have a question on commands. My creations don't seem to manifest for me, and then I get disgusted with myself because it just seems like I'm not creating right. Then I start over again, and still nothing, and then I just start to doubt myself.
So the highest question is, why the hell are your commands not manifesting in your life?
Yes.
Sheets, but give me a song.
Amazing Grace.
Okay. Let's just look at the first four lines. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cindy, I love you, and you're not trying to save yourself.
Oh.
You're not trying to save yourself. You're creating love for yourself in your life.
Okay. That makes sense.
And you are God that is doing it.
Okay.
You see, Amazing Grace represents a highly religious song about the power of turning ourselves over to a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become very clear this weekend. I mean, one of the first things we're taught about God is that God is omnipresent. God is everything. God is everywhere. Mm-hmm. That means we're God.
Okay.
Okay. So you're the God of you that is creating a vital, happy, successful God of you.
Okay.
Can you feel the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're saving something, that means something's got to continue to be wrong so we can save it.
Okay.
Okay. Sense. Okay, good. Got it?
Any special command to help me other than the vital, happy, successful God of me? Is that the good one?
Well, I would just start saying I'm God. And I'm creating everything I want right now.
Okay.
I am God. And I am creating everything I want right now. And you can add incompletion.
Okay.
To that. All right?
All right.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Aaron, first-time caller. Are you brave, baby? Are you brave? How are you?
I am. I'm brave to be here for the first time and so happy to talk to you because usually I'm listening.
Well, goody. We're happy to have you on. So welcome. What can I answer for you?
Yay, thank you. So I am wondering if there's anything else I can be aware of to be in alignment for being at a healthy weight for my body. Over the last year or so, I've gained a large amount of weight very quickly, coinciding with various different things that obviously those are the things I'm looking at outside myself are the physical things.
Okay, so they're taking me right to the core belief that I talked about earlier. When I value myself,
yes,
I have to abandon mine. Well, so I value myself. I'm going to go on this diet. Oh, but those two chocolate chip cookies look really good. I'm gonna have them.
Well, I'm a nutritionist, and I feel like my diet is great.
Well, it's not.
It
so there's something Okay, what they're saying is there's something that you know as an expert that works generally for everybody else. It's not working for you. It's one element that you do. You muscle test?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to literally write out what you would give to everybody else. Make sure you're balanced and not switched before you test. And then go down. Do you test with your fingers?
Yes.
They kept showing me you pulling your fingers. So go down one by one and say, this element, that's the highest word, this element is helping me sustain a healthy weight of, what weight do you want to be?
115.
Okay. And she believes she can do that? Yes. You have experience that you've been there, right?
I started at 105, so.
Okay, so you know. You know you can do this. Okay.
Definitely.
That's the first thing. Well, no, they're saying that's how you're abandoning yourself by not knowing, basically. So you just need to be clear. Will you write me about this when you find what it is, please?
Yes,
I'm really this is an interesting one for me. You know, as a nutritionist, not one diet will work for one person and won't work for another person because they have a different metabolism. Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
That's kind of what we're looking at with you. Not really, but it represents the same thing that we're looking for. That one element, that's the highest word. One element that is, and then is there thyroid or endocrine or, I don't get anything about that.
Okay.
Let's start there, okay, with this one element.
Yes.
Find out what it is and we'll go from there. Okay, Erin?
Yes, I will do
it. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I'm bursting. Where did I leave off? Wilma in Ottawa. Hi, you're on.
I'm so excited to be here, Dee. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby cake. What's up?
So, here's what's happening. I'm turning 65 on July 2nd.
Oh,
and
my God,
a part
you're
of
so
me,
young.
Yeah, there's a part of me that's excited that it's my golden years and my life is just beginning and like almost like a do-over sort of thing. My current reality is I'm in a part-time job that barely barely covers my basic necessities. So there's some sort of I've received from all of the callers so far on the call today. There's a part of me that knew I had to be on this call. So I've received little tidbits from everyone you spoke to, like
always.
Little aha moments. But there's still something that I feel like there's something that I need
to
hear.
Yeah. Okay, Wilma, we're going to the words do-over.
Okay.
Okay. If you're doing something over, you're judging what's already been.
Okay.
All right. You want to create. Only focus on creating everything you want. But right now you're going, I have to create this by not having enough. How do I do that? Which the channel goes, huh? You know, the universe goes, what? Because you're not clearly saying what you want.
So when I use the word do-over, I see now what you're saying. The do-over means like a new start and forget what happened before. But the actual word do-over means to do the same thing over again.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to start at the still point. If you read my book, Born, I talk a lot about creating from the still point, which the zero point, where is the beginning of all creation. So you can't do over anything from the still point.
Okay.
Do you understand? Still point.
I do,
why am I saying that? Hold on. I've said it now three times. So they want me to focus on something. The still point is a zero point. No. We have to start at the zero point. Yes. But there's something. Welcome to Creation Station. They're teaching us something here new. God, what's the word I just used? What point? Still point. Still point. Okay, the highest definition of the still point. Sheets, book, movie, play, is letting go of all your old stories. Aha! Okay, so we have to reach the still point in order to get to the zero point. Still point is letting go of all your old stories, all your this is the way it's always been, always I don't know how the hell I'm going to make more money, all of that stuff, in order to get to the zero point of exclaiming exactly what you want. Do you understand?
I do. And as soon as you started talking and before you asked what the message was, why you had said it three times, I've never felt, I feel energy move a lot. Like I physically feel when energy is shifting, but for the first time ever, my chin and my up the sides of my jawline, I could feel energy moving there. So I think something has shifted that I'm not consciously aware of.
Well, consciously you can be aware of speaking your truth to yourself now. Okay.
Oh my God! You know this is so funny. In my dream last night, one of my guides, actually said to me, "It's okay to speak your truth."
Yep. Well, there's
this
your affirmation.
This is tying in so nicely. Wow.
Yep. There's your affirmation right there. Okay.
It's time for me to speak my truth. Okay.
Yeah. Speak your truth about what you want and intend to create now. Has nothing to do with the past. Has nothing to do with your age. Has nothing to do with your golden years. What do you, Wilma, want to create in this moment? Because this is the moment we create everything in, right?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. You got it. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, and thank everybody on the call. I will. Love you.
Well, you just did.
Okay.
You just did. Thank you. Okay, we're going to Lauren in Los Angeles.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. A great call. Really getting answers on my own, but just kind of want to know what the channel says about my next chapter here. I got a new job. It's a really killer job, and I'm
what
really
does that
feeling
mean?
Like I'm, well, it's awesome. It's in the industry, but it's a nonprofit, which is a combination of both of my skills. And I just, for my acting, I feel like it's really the next kind of push into the direction of real success.
Boy, I get a big yes. I get a big yes on that, Lauren.
Great, because that's kind of
really
what I'm calling.
Big, yeah.
What's up with this decision I made to go this route instead of, you know, it's a risk. It's a new field for me. But, just wanted to see what the channel had to say about the next coming months here for me. And
well,
with
the
this
channel
change.
Wants to know what you have to say about them. What
okay.
do you have to say about the upcoming months? Are you creating them or are you wondering what's going to happen?
I believe I'm shifting into creation now because I'm out of some old sabotage habits and I'm clear. So now I feel like I'm in the driver's seat. I keep getting signs of affirmation and signs that I'm on the right track. And
oh, you're definitely, in this kind of definitely on
forward.
The right track. There's one thing you need to get into alignment.
Right.
Hold on. Two, three. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. Okay.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Okay. Well, BS to that, dude.
Right.
You know, when you get everything you want, you let yourself be happy and joyful and ecstatic in the creation of it.
Right. Right. Yeah, my heart just vibrated there because I know that's where I'm moving towards. I'm taking in everything of the old habits and being like, okay, this is just a redirect. This is just, and I went and enjoyed myself this weekend. You know, I'm filling with feeling good. Like all of those moments that usually would habitually depress me, you know, because that's what I want to give myself is depressed love. And that doesn't make sense.
That's how you abandoned yourself, you see.
I've operated
like that for a while.
You
valued yourself by creating this job, and now you don't want to abandon yourself by not expressing the joy and the excitement to yourself for it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
There's nothing else. Okay, good.
Great. Thanks, Dee. Bye.
You bet. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hey, sweetheart.
How are you?
Okay. I've had a major quantum shift flip yesterday.
A flip in the shift, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I'm flipping my shift. Shift happens.
Yeah.
Yesterday I laid in a park and listened to your Full Potential kind of tapes, and all of a sudden after I lay there and had lunch and everything, I could not move. I could not get up. I could not turn my body over. I was just weak. My foundation was weak. My back's been going for like 2 years, and yesterday was like the grand finale. I was crippled. And I managed to get up somehow. And then I knew I couldn't even take a step. I couldn't put weight on either foot. The hips hurt so bad.
Well,
and
how
I
did
said,
you get
okay.
out of the park, Nancy?
Well, I just shot up a prayer that somebody would be walking by. And eventually, like 10 minutes later, off in the distance, there was this couple walking their dogs. And I yelled to them, can you assist me? So they came right over and I had to hold my arm around her shoulder and just slow baby steps back to the van. And then that was okay.
This is all about support, Nancy.
I know. And then I went to get a massage and she did my hips and back and buns. And then I couldn't get off the table. I couldn't stand again. So she had to help me to my van. So
okay,
I got cold packs, and I feel better now.
Because,
that's the good part.
Because it's very interesting. You took steps. You created a need for support, and then you took steps and sought out a lot of different people who could support you and did support you.
Yes.
And you're feeling better because subconsciously now you can own the experience that you are supported in this world.
Yes. And one final thing, it was the very first time I have ever in my life asked for support.
I've
never had to ask for support. So I thought.
Oh, you have. You have. You just have.
But not physically, not like physically. I've never had to ask for a person to take me to the hospital
you know,
or anything.
Nancy,
I was happy to do that.
If we don't address something in our energy, it shows up in our body.
Right.
So please start asking, say, I am God and I am magnetizing every person and every instance that supports me in my life.
I am beyond goddess. I am goddess,
okay.
And beyond to infinity, power plus one.
That's creating support. I am magnetizing all experiences of support to me.
Thank you.
All righty.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm glad you're up and around, dude.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hi. I didn't have my hand raised, and then I got this strong feeling I was supposed to call and ask what nuance of a core belief is most important for me right now to do a serious more shift. I've been doing lots of great shifts up. But
is that a specific enough question? Yes. I would have thought no. Sheets. But give me a song, please.
I always get everything's coming up roses. That can't be it again.
There is love. They'll take that. They'll take that. Okay.
But I get it every time. Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
My daughter gives me the same song half the time, too.
Okay.
When I say you have enough joy in your life, it goes right to no.
Oh, even though I've been creating a lot more. Okay.
I don't want anybody to go into judgment when I give you something you've been working on. Because that's where the gold is. You know, you get the top layer, and then you get the middle layer, and then you get the next layer, and pretty soon you get the core. And that's when you're free. And you're pretty much there. They want you to know. And they just want you to be experiencing a lot more joy in your life. You just get up every day and go, how can I be more joyful? Where can I find more joy? And where can I create more joy today?
Okay. On that vein, I've been having for like 4 months this really strong feeling that I'm embarrassed to say that the love of my life is coming in September, not in August, not in October, but in September. And that will assist in mutual joy for a long time.
Okay.
But to do the work still now.
Alignment. You've got to get in alignment with yourself. You've got to be your joyful self. And then I get a yes on that. But if you're magnetizing him to give you joy, that ain't going to work.
Right.
Nobody
else
is the answer to our joy, guys. You're the answer to your joy.
Yes.
Okay?
Woohoo. Thanks, Dee.
Yep. You're welcome, baby cakes.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Oh, look at all the love we're getting. Joe! Another virgin. Woohoo! How are you, baby?
Good. Good morning. First time calling in. Obviously, I've been a listener for the last couple of years. Thank you for the call.
Awesome.
Taking my call.
Good to have you, sweetheart. What can I answer for you?
Thank you. You know, strangely enough, with my kids, I went and got the second booster this past Tuesday, a COVID shot. I switched from Pfizer to Moderna. And starting on Thursday, I've been having tinnitus. You know, it doesn't bother me when there's background noise, but if I'm just silent or sleeping, you can hear ringing, and I've never had that happen before, and I'm hoping it's something that will go away, or
it doesn't have anything to do with the vaccine.
No, okay.
But it does have something to do with not wanting to hear something. You know, can you write me, Joe, because they're telling me we have to go into the body book, and it's in the other room for CS, and we don't have time right now. But hold on, I want to give you some kind of information here.
And I could set up a session as well with you.
Well, you can just email me and I'll get back to you. Hold on. It's about not wanting to hear, not being able to hear, not choosing. Those are the highest words. You're not choosing to hear something, and it has to do with, are you married?
Divorced, yeah.
Yeah, it has something to do with her. Hmm. What are you choosing not to hear about her that happened recently?
There was a, she brought up something in regards to maintenance payments, but she had basically adjusted the calculations, which weren't right, but, and that actually kind of upset me. But,
yeah. Okay. So that represents your belief that you're taken advantage of in the world. And you need to hear that so that you can bring it into alignment. Do you understand? You have to shift a perspective of you being taken advantage of in the world. Okay?
Okay.
So if you're not taken advantage of, again, you're honored. You're respected. There's another word. Well, for you, what is it? If you're not taking advantage.
Valued.
You're valued, yes. That's it. That's the highest word for you. You're valued. Okay? So you've got to start directing your brain to default to that. Every time you feel that, you go, no, that's my old pattern, that's my old belief system. I am valued in this world. So that's the energetic core of your tinnitus. Yes.
Okay.
So I am hearing clearly from everyone that I am valued in this world. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. And I know it's time to go, Stephen, but I have to take this call because I just saw this. Is this my Sandy in Kansas City?
Yes, it is, Dee. Oh, sending you all lots of love.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing mostly well. My question is based on recent things. I had asked basically to feel better. We had a private in January about my blood pressure, and I was actually in the operating room to have a pacemaker put in this past week and tested positive for COVID, so they kicked me out. And I was just wondering, was it because I'm not supposed to have it done?
It's because, Sandy, you continue to define yourself, and I'm saying this lovingly to you, as a victim.
Oh, okay. All right.
And as long as you say, here's another way that I'm proving to myself that I'm a victim. The world is victimizing me. As long as you define yourself that way, you must continue to create opportunities and experiences of being a victim.
Okay. But
okay.
I'm just wanting to make sure it's okay to go through with having the pacemaker put in.
That's the right question. I get a yes, and I would definitely get yourself into alignment about being victorious and not being a victim.
Okay.
Because it will be much more successful if you do that. Okay?
Okay. That's
all right,
great.
Baby cakes. Yeah, good luck with that.
Thanks, sweetheart.
All right, guys, I got to move on to CS. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me! I love me! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.